from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Former Laker Javaris Crittenden was arrested last night at John Wayne Airport on a murder warrant for allegedly gunning down a woman in Atlanta. The FBI says the 23-year-old was taken into custody without incident. Crittenden was drafted by the Lakers in 2007, but his NBA career sputtered within 2 years over another incident in which he and another basketball player pulled guns on each other. After a dramatic weekend near Yosemite National Park, firefighters have gained the upper hand against the motor fire, and evacuation orders in the area have been lifted. Yosemite remained open the whole time, but local business owners are heaving a sigh of relief just the same, especially along Highway 140, a major park entrance. That road closure is lifted as of this morning. As state lawmakers prepare to adjourn for the year, a flurry of bills are headed for the exits. One potentially history-making bill to disband the scandal-plagued government of the city of Vernon has dropped in defeat. Vernon lobbied heavily and threatened a legal challenge, and L.A. County supervisors weren't happy about the prospect of adopting the city and its financial problems. The first time they built the Bay Bridge from Oakland to San Francisco, the job took a little more than 3 years. That was back in the 1930s. Replacing the bridge's seismically shaky eastern half has taken nearly 10 years, with more than a decade of study and design before that. But as Caitlin Esch reports, the results are dramatic, especially when viewed from high up.
Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney stands at the ledge of the bridge's tower.
We are over 500 feet above the San Francisco Bay on the next worldwide icon for infrastructure projects, the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge.
In 1989, an earthquake on the San Andreas Fault damaged the eastern span so badly the bridge was shut down for a month. Ney says the new span will serve as a lifeline for Northern California when the next big quake comes. That lifeline includes a sweeping concrete and steel skyway and a long, self-anchored suspension span with a gleaming white 525-foot tower. After more than 9 years of work, crews are finally ready to begin spinning the steel cable that will support the suspension span's road deck.
We pull these massive steel cable strands all the way across the bridge up to the top of the tower, wrap them around the western side of Yerba Buena Island, and pull them all the way back to the eastern end of the span.
Now, construction is in the home stretch. The bridge is scheduled to open in 2013, the final price tag more than $6 billion. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch.
The Obama administration recently announced it will review 300,000 deportation cases to identify low-priority undocumented immigrants, those who don't pose a threat to public safety. The change in policy has raised a lot of hopes, but how it rolls out is anybody's guess, as Amy Isaacson reports from San Diego.
Juan, who asked us not to use his real name, came to San Diego from Mexico illegally 24 years ago.
I was 16 and a half.
He'd quit school in Mexico. His family sent him to the U.S. with one of his brothers.
So really, I've never felt that it was my decision to come up here.
Juan tells his story sitting on the couch in his living room. His house is immaculate. So is he. His slacks and dress shirt are perfectly pressed. Juan says when he got to San Diego, he washed dishes and went to high school. He learned English and became a statewide track star. Universities like UCLA courted him with scholarships.
My goal was always to become a coach and a bilingual math teacher, and it never happened.
While Juan had the ability, he didn't have the legal status to go to college. 25 years later, Juan is managing an upscale restaurant and raising a family. At the beginning of this year, Juan was detained at a major Border Patrol checkpoint on Interstate 5. He doesn't have a criminal record, but he was thrown into deportation proceedings. Ginger Jacobs is an immigration attorney in San Diego. She says it appears that Juan's case is just the kind that the federal government is looking to put on hold.
Folks who, a few years ago, never would have been placed into proceedings. No criminal record, who are currently being placed into proceedings.
During the last 2 years, the federal government has deported a record 800,000 people. President Obama has repeatedly said he was after the worst of the worst, undocumented immigrants who'd committed crimes. But analysis by the Associated Press shows that more than half of the people deported last year either had no criminal record or had committed a misdemeanor or traffic violation. The White House says the goal of the new deportation policy is to target more serious criminals. But immigration attorneys say legal message boards are buzzing with lawyers trying to figure out what the new policy really means. Attorneys say their phones are ringing off the hook with confused clients. Some ask if they should turn themselves in. Some say they want to apply for the new amnesty law.
Questions for me that indicate that they've received some misinformation about the policy. There's no new law.
This is an extra constitutional act. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Mark Krikorian directs the Center for Immigration Studies. That's a Washington think tank that favors tighter immigration controls. He says if President Obama wanted to stay these deportations, he should have gone through Congress to make a new law. Instead, he did an end run around Congress because he failed to get it to move on immigration reform.
It's a bridge amnesty, like a bridge loan, to legalize them long enough until the pro-amnesty people can prevail in Congress.
Legal analysts say the new deportation policy is not amnesty. Arthi Kohli is the director of immigration policy at UC Berkeley's Bolt Law School.
We're talking 300,000 people, not the estimated 11 million that are in the country. You don't actually get legalized. You just don't get deported.
At any time, the federal government can reopen the deportation cases it stays. Federal officials would not answer questions on tape about the review process. An official with the Department of Homeland Security says they've convened a team of 20 lawyers to determine how the process will proceed. The official would not say when the first case would be put on hold. Meanwhile, Juan says he's only heard snippets about the policy. He says he used to spend hours poring over everything he could about immigration reform, the DREAM Act, Obama's campaign promises.
And at the end, everything went back to the same good old nothing. So lately, I've just been like, you know what? I'd rather sit with my little baby girl and read a book with her, even if we have to read over and over again, if that's what she likes to do, then try to go look up what's going on, who's saying what, for what.
But after this interview, Juan has changed his mind. He plans to call his lawyer this week. Juan prays that immigration laws will change. He still dreams of going to a U.S. college, teaching bilingual math and coaching track. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 30th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.